kind of wild in a backward sort of way. Person who wore white socks to the dance, or who wore stovepipe pants when bell bottoms were in, or something, you know, something like that. And now, yeah, and now you've got a whole new group of people I call redneck hippies, who, and this is really a southern, purely southern phenomenon. The hippie movement has just hit parts of the rural South, and they have adopted that lazy attitude of the hippie culture and kind of molded it with their own redneck culture, and it comes out very strange. Very strange. You know what I'm talking about. And they use all the relevant hippie jargon, or what used to be hippie jargon that doesn't really exist anymore except among old hippies. Or these redneck hippies.
Okay. Anything besides rednecks and Beckerwood
supplies? Cracker. And really, Cracker to me just refers to a Georgian.
Okay. Or any... Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Any derogatory terms that would be restricted to black use? Talking about white?
Honky. Hunky. Whitey. Hillbilly. Nah, that wouldn't be restricted to blacks. Hunky and Whitey would probably be just restricted to blacks.
Mm-hmm. What about this? I don't know how it's supposed to be said.
Au fait. I'm not familiar with that term at all. I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. Sounds like an African word.
What about a child that's born to parents of mixed race?
Mulatta.
And a person that, well, where I'm from, generally on Saturday morning, people from the country come into town. You know, see them walking around eating popcorn and ice cream cones and all this
cotton candy.
Yeah, and they pretty well stick out. What might you call somebody like that?
A rube, hillbilly.
Do you know Hoosier used for somebody like that?
No.
Okay, country Hoosier?
Mm-mm, never heard of that.
What about Podunk? Does that mean anything?
Well, I mean, he's from Podunk or Podunkville or goes to Podunk University or it's just kind of a term of disapprobation, I guess, applied to institutions, people, things that are small change, I guess.
I used to hear Joe King High School. I mean, if they were really out of it, they went to Joe King High School.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a fine institution. What about, say, a working class white man? What might he call the man that he works for?
His boss.
Okay. What about a working class black man?
Boss man. But sometimes there are different tones of voice in that.
Mm-hmm.
Between blacks and whites. I don't quite know how to describe it.
Since you're top, describe it in super segmental terms, I guess.
Yeah.